I've got a very tricky lecture today on the apocalypse. I've entitled this The Final Three Shofar Blasts. It's lecture 112 of the apocalypse, and it's called The Drug Takers. And of course, the title would suggest that I'm going to have to walk a tightrope between what is and what could be. And indeed, in some places, is out of control. But I want you to look at Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. It is this verse that inspired me to want to talk on this subject, at least to have one lecture on it. In verse 21 of chapter 9 of the Apocalypse, after God has poured out all this heavy stuff on the world, it says, they still didn't repent. And says they did not repent of their murders or their drugs or their sexual immorality or their thefts. And the word for drugs here is translated as sorcery in many versions, and it's actually pharmakia. Pharmakia, from which we get our word pharmacy or pharmaceutical products. I don't know whether you've ever heard the Hippocratic Oath. I'm going to call it the Hippocritical Oath, but Hippocratic Oath. But this is the original oath. I swear by Apollo, the healer. So it starts off pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I swear by Apollo, the healer, Asclepius, Hygeia, and Panacea. And all these words we use in our English language, or derivations of it. And I take to witness all the gods. So, okay, not missing out on anybody. All the goddesses, yes, even the women are in there, to keep according to my ability and my judgment the following oath and agreement, to consider dear to me as my parents, him who taught me this art, to live in common with him, and if necessary, to share my goods with him, to look upon his children as my own brothers, to teach them this art without charging a fee, and that by my teaching I will impart a knowledge to this art, of this art to my own sons, and to my teacher's sons, and to disciples bound by an indenture and oath according to the medical laws, and no others. I will prescribe regimens for the good of my patients according to my ability and my judgment, and never do harm to anyone. I will not give a lethal drug to anyone, if I am asked, nor will I advise such a plan. And similarly, I will not give a woman a pessary to cause an abortion, but I will preserve the purity of my life and my arts. I will not cut for stone, even for patients in whom the disease is manifest. I will leave this operation to be performed by practitioners, specialists in this art. In every house where I come, I will enter only for the good of my patients, keeping myself far from all intentional ill-doing and all seduction, and especially from the pleasures of love with women or with men, be they free or be they slaves. All that may come to my knowledge in the exercise of my profession or in daily commerce with men, which ought not to be spread abroad, I will keep secret and will never reveal. If I keep this oath faithfully, may I enjoy my life and practice my art, respected by all men and in all times, but if I swerve from it or violate it, may the reverse be my lot. That's the Hippocratic Oath. We just wish Dr. Mengele had read that. Yeah. We just wish that the man who murdered Michael Jackson had read that. You see, it's rather interesting. It sounds good, but what do you expect of the result when you are swearing by Apollo the healer, Asclepius, Hygeia, and Panacea, and all the gods and all the goddesses? All right? It's rather interesting. There are a myriad of ways that I could approach the subject today from this one verse, which the Bible calls sorcery, and which John has as the original pharmakia, from which we get our word pharmacy. Now, John lists in this verse a number of corruptions that will exist in connection with. Now, people take this out of its context. People are good at taking texts out of context. If you do that, you're left with a pretext. All right? Remember that. So the whole section is dealing with the emergence of a new world order. That's the whole point of John's condemnation of particular things that are occurring in his vision when the new world order is emerging. There will be murders. Oh, I'll tell you what, if you've read some of the stuff about the new world order, you'll find that there's been a lot of murders taking place in connection with it. Drug use, immorality, and thefts. It's going on all the time. Those basic corruptions are the things associated with the emerging new world order. Now, mind you, when it does emerge, you will find that it will be so good, it will be so perfect, that you will have a situation where even the very elect apostles could be deceived. That's a fact. Take out of the equation guillotines. Please. Take out of the equation all the horrors associated with an emerging new world order. Let me tell you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Take out of the equation all the panic associated with circulating stories. I've had to rebut a few this week. And if you're hearing me, don't send me any. If I hear one more negative email about Obama, I'm going to excommunicate whoever it is that sends it. I don't want any more of this stuff. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. And if you go to urban legends and you examine urban legends, you'll find that most of this is garbage. And the people who are locked into it are Jewish brothers. And I'm ashamed of the fact that they're Jewish. Have you heard of these people? The Koch brothers? They are multi-billionaires. And they control America. They control the West. I think one of them has a personal bank account of $60 billion. I mean, you know, he's not short of a quid. And yet they're the ones who are sending out most of this anti-Obama drivel.
Well,
they're connected to it.
Who don't look like they're connected. And
they don't look like they're connected, that's right. But they're actually the ones who are a part of it. It's originate. You want a conspiracy? There it is. The messianic times that we advertise in. I'm ashamed I'm advertising in it. There's a whole page of it all about this particular governor who's right in there to knock off Obama and try and get the presidency. He's Koch's man. See beyond the written word. Look between the lines. Before you send another email, go to Urban Legends and just check it out. See where it comes from. You know, Obama wants to declare war on America, on Britain. Or something, I don't know what it was. You know, he sent back Winnie the Pooh's... Winston Churchill's bust. And he had an ugly bust. But, you know, they sent back this drug addict's bust. And he was. He was a druggie. Yet this man, Obama, who sent it back, is now being criticised for sending it back. It's an insult to Britain. No, it isn't. It was on loan. Hello? Loan. Let me put it up here. Loan. It was on loan to George W. until he finished his term in office. But he won the second term in office. So, in 2009, the bust was finally returned, or extended to 2009, and it was returned according to the original contract to Britain. Get the facts. Before, you know, America and Britain are at war. Get the facts. All right. A number of corruptions will exist at the end of the age. But sorcery is mentioned specifically in Revelation 9:21. The word is pharmakia, which shows that there will be drug use at the end of the age for a reason, and keep it in its context with the apocalypse. We've been now, this is the 112th lecture on the apocalypse. If you haven't been up to date, go in to the members board, start doing some reading. You'll be surprised at what the first 111 lectures were all about. But the whole connection has to do with the period of time which brings forth the New World Order. And therefore, the sorcery that is being used, or the pharmakia that's being used, is for population, I'll put it here, population control. That's what it's all about. And of course, as we look around us today, in the world around us, drugs are out of control. Oh my goodness, they've hurt our family tragically. I've got sons who wanted to experiment. I used to have long hair. I used to have a red bandana. I had the uniform. I used to smoke the weed. I loved it. There's only one thing, the only one reason I wouldn't smoke it today, it's against the law. And I've got to be squeaky clean. But I've got nothing against marijuana. I've got a lot against hydroponic marijuana. Better believe me. Causes schizophrenia and who knows what else. I drink alcohol. I know a lot of you do too. But I don't get plastered. I use it properly. But in the prohibition period of time in America, you weren't allowed to have alcohol at all.
They never did so well.
That's right. Am I advocating illicit drug use? No. Most of what we have today being abused on the streets has a very medicinal side effect. I've been in health for years. I ran my three clinics successfully. And there were doctors back then that I would work with who were giving certain patients who were in terrible pain marijuana for their pain and for eye problems. There's nothing wrong with the plant. Yeshua created it. He's the creator. He gave us marijuana. But he didn't give us hydroponic marijuana. And he doesn't expect people to go out there and use it if they don't